Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is a new format we're trying at Sprout, and I'm happy to share it with you. My name is Alicia Deitner, and I manage events at Sprout Social. My pronouns are she, her, and you can find me on social media at A Deitner. I'm here with Rachel Samuels, Sprout's Senior Manager of Social Media. She uses she, her pronouns as well. And I'll let her introduce where you can find herself on the internet.
Wow, that was incredible, AD. I don't even know how to follow that up. But my name is Rachel Samuels, as AD mentioned. And you can find me on social media at Rachel Samuels. I keep it pretty simple. Super happy to be here chatting with you in what feels like a very official podcast based off of your tone of voice.
My podcast dreams, I'm trying to speak them literally into reality. So even if it sounds formal, we are pretty casual. And the reason that we're talking today is because you may not think so, or we may think so, but others may not think so, but events and social teams have so much in common, especially when it comes to building strategies rooted in data, a deep understanding of our audience, and making sure everyone has a great experience. Would you agree? That's what we're both out here aiming to do.
Fully agree. And I actually have an events and social background. I used to work at a casino, actually a casino chain in the Coachella Valley out in California. Shout out to the Agua Caliente Band of Killeen Indians. And so most of my experience is rooted in mixing and upholding events through social. So I'm a big fan of the marriage between the two.
I am too. And I would love to, if you're open, ask you a couple questions about the way that we work together and learn a little bit more about that intersection of events and social. So my first question is, when we're planning events, what does it mean to you to start with social?
I love this question. I think the first thing is, like, when you're conceptualizing an event, when you're planning an event, when you're thinking through the content, the speakers, really ensuring that you're tapping into both your existing audience and the folks that you're trying to reach and using social as like a focus group almost. So whether that's through social listening or you're skimming your inbox, you're actually directly asking your audience like, hey, would this topic interest you? Or does this speaker resonate with you? You get a lot of good feedback. You get a lot of really great intel at the start, so at the jump with conceptualizing, planning. And then you've always got social as like a checkpoint as you go along. So there's the event planning that can be driven by social. And then there's all the promotional planning you're planning on doing with social as part of the activation, as maybe a way to engage before the event, to give people a taste of what they're going to get, and to really start even building a community around your event. There's a lot of different ways to do that prior to. So I think that's what it means for me to start with social.
I love that. And I feel really fortunate to have an in-house social expert like yourself and our entire social team, because I can't host an event without understanding if you would show up, because you are frequently my target audience. So it's a very reciprocal relationship that we get to have. And if you wouldn't come to my event, frankly, I don't want to host it. Next question. What are some things, specifics, that our two teams, events and social, can do to collaborate in a really smart, effective way? And I'm sure there are more than three, but what are three that come to mind when you think about ways we could collaborate?
Yeah, and before I jump into the full three, I'll just touch on what you were just talking about, which is really like the shared experience across events and social. And I think one thing there is both disciplines can have separate, distinct goals or serve many goals. whether that's reaching new audiences or re-engaging your customers or launching a new product or service. So you can do all of those things through events and all of those things through social. It's really about finding a lot of like symbiosis in what that actual goal setting is at the upfront. So I think that's like one first good segue into my first like tip of how teams can work together is really like ensuring you're looping each other in really early, really often. So you can get the benefit of that early research. You can get the benefit of an early good pivot. And you really are able to align on what those goals are, how you're going to measure, how you're going to reach that, and how you're going to work together to achieve that. So I think that's a big one. The other thing is setting a clear just timeline for everyone involved. So social and events team, but also all the teams in between, whether that's your content teams or your design teams or your, you know, email teams that you're working with. I think that there's so many different touch points that can impact the customer experience through when they first hear about the event on social, through when they're chatting with someone in a Facebook group, through when they get an email, and when they're at the actual event. And you want those, all those things to be clear and distinct. So having a really solid timeline for everyone on the team to follow is important. And then I guess the last thing I'll say is we do this like, Adiana, you're familiar. We do a social run of show, which is really just a document, someplace to house pretty much everything that you would normally house in like a run of show for an events document, but everything that's happening on social simultaneously. So you're getting a good feel of where the white space is that the event isn't really serving and social can jump in, where there's complimentary opportunities, things like that. And it also just really helps everyone understand like what's going on, things are running smoothly, and to also remember all of the outputs that were there. So when you are measuring towards, did we reach our goal? Did we capture, you know, a new audience, or did we re-engage some of our former customers? You can tie back what those efforts were to the impact that they actually made. So that's those are my three: documents, timelines, and meeting early and often.
I 100% agree. And starting with social is in fact looping each other in early. So that is definitely something I would recommend. And I love that you brought up how many other teams are involved. I think for social and events, users experience only one facet of all of the work and planning that goes in behind the scenes. And there are so many other teams. And to your point, we're often working toward goals that are tied together, but are separate. And having those timelines and deadlines and contingency plans are really, really important. Yeah. And just a shout out to all our folks in social who are covering events. I mean, it's journalism, it's social, it's like live coverage of these things. And that is an important thing to plan as well. I know I've taken for granted in the past that, oh, social just, yeah, they'll just cover this event. But having a plan, looping you all in ahead of time helps everyone have a clear understanding of the event goals and how social can really play into those and not just shoot from the hip, which is what we're doing as we record this today.
And plus on that shout out, I think most, you know, we just mentioned there's like a need for timeline because you're working with a bunch of different teams, but I've been there and I know that there are a ton of like 1-2 people teams out there who are running the event, running the social, running the email marketing, running the design, running everything on their own. So shout out to all of those folks. And the timeline's just as important, even if it's all you, because you've got like 9 different people in your head to attend to. So shout out there, and yeah, totally agree.
Folks cannot see, but I'm giving some deep head nods to that. So know that Rachel and I both appreciate all of you who are being very scrappy, working on small teams, and your social and events team might have more overlap than you think. Thank you so much for chatting, Rachel. I have enjoyed this, and Those of you who want to learn more about how events and social teams can work better together, keep reading below and you'll hear a little bit more from Rachel and I.